This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mewkey. Our focus for today's show is the UK band Swerve Driver and the song Never Learn from their 1992 EP Never Lose That Feeling. Okay, in the interests of true and full disclosure, I need to state that I am a really big Swerve Driver fan. They are loud and raucous, and they are not going to be loved by everybody. But having said that, in that loudness and raucousness, they were so wonderfully innovative and diverse throughout their career. I had the pleasure of seeing them play live every time they came to Australia. They had that incredible show that very few bands are able to achieve, a relentless wall of sound through the whole concert that would only let up once they left the stage, a stunning achievement for any band. I have mentioned in previous shows how much I enjoyed taping the music show Rage on Friday nights so that I could see the new releases. This is how I was first introduced to Swerve Driver and their song Rave Down. This was the lead single to their second EP, also called Rave Down. Both Rave Down and first EP, Son of Mustang Ford, were both released in 1990. Although not necessarily breaking down barriers of originality, there was something about both EPs, particularly the track Rave Down, which really hinted that there was going to be something special about this band. Key members from the start have been Adam Franklin on vocals and guitar, and Jimmy Hartridge also on guitar. When Jez Hindmarsh joined on drums and Steve George on bass in 1993, they had become one heck of a pumping band. With respect to previous members, this was also significantly to do with the wonderful interplay that had developed between the two guitarists. From this point onwards, there were very few traditional chords being played on those guitars. Second album, Mezcal Head, first album Raise was a combination of the previous EPs, was released in 1993 and displayed a band playing heavy music but with real character. Originally identified as a shoegazer band, by this time they incorporated elements of psychedelia, pop, American indie rock, and even a little bit of country. This album received high critical praise when it was released, and singles like Last Train to Statensville and Jewel gave them a massive raise in profile. They toured extensively and were chosen by the Smashing Pumpkins to tour with them throughout North America. From a distance and from about this time, the band seemed to attract a certain amount of bad luck. In particular, just as they were to release their fourth album, 99th Dream, in 1998, they were dropped by their record label after they lost their dedicated A&R contact, who was also dropped from the label. Fortunately, the album was still released, otherwise we wouldn't have got to hear the amazing song of the same name, 99th Dream. If you like today's track, please listen to 99th Dream on very loud volume setting, and then just try stopping yourself from jumping around the room. And also, seriously check their back catalogue. There is some special stuff there waiting for you. Another one is MM Abduction. This is a lesson in how to write a simultaneously hard and heavy yet beautiful song. But just remember, if you're going to listen to this stuff at work, please do it under headphones. After calling it quits in 1998, Swerve Driver did reform proper in about 2007 and even released a new album in 2019 called Future Rains. For those that like their music with some bite, then this is the band for you. This is the track Never Learn by the UK band Swerve Driver from their 1992 EP Never Lose That Feeling.